Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Did I say welcome?
Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be with you tonight. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. You know, I want to make sure that we brag on our governor a little bit. I do. I think it's really important that we brag a little bit on Steve Sisolak and his leadership. And if you haven't heard by now, and it deserves attention, and he deserves some praise, and he deserves to be bragged on a little bit. Governor Sisolak has proclaimed racism as a public health crisis. Yes, let's congratulate Governor Steve Sisolak, who has once again created another chapter of a book I'm writing called The Spirit of Stupid. I mean, come on. He declared racism a public health crisis. I mean, he's not the only one. That Fruit Loop in Michigan did it as well. But let me read to you a little bit of what Governor Sisolak said. He said, institutional and systemic racism has gone on far too long in this country and in the state. Based on research, we are taking proactive approach and joining fellow leaders around the country to declare racism a public health crisis. I look forward to working with Nevada leaders and the Office of Minority Health and Equity on this critical issue. Yes, friends, racism is a public health crisis. Not COVID-19. Racism. Not the abuse and the anger towards the police. That's not a public health crisis. You know, wanting to defund and dismantle the police, not a public health crisis. Racism is. Racism. Can you believe this? I mean, can you believe the lunacy of Steve Sisolak? Do you think that maybe there's other things he could proclaim? Do you think that there's other things he can do for the state of Nevada, as opposed to pandering to groups so that his candidate, Joe Biden, wins the election in November? I mean, this governor, I guess the one good thing out of this whole thing is this governor is ensuring himself that he's a one-termer. That's if you can take anything out of the inept leadership of Steve Sisolak, is that he is setting up the course for him not winning a re-election when he's up for that time. Now, of course, he said that he's joining other leaders nationally in this. And the only other one that's doing this is Michigan governor. And you know she's a wackadoodle. You know she is that she's out there. And for a long time, a lot of people thought that Joe Biden was going to be choosing her, Gretchen Whitmer, for, and he still might. I doubt it, though, but he still might. Who knows? Who knows with Joe Biden? He doesn't even remember what day of the week it is. But Governor Sisolak is proud of it. And on his Twitter, he tweeted that today I issued a proclamation to name racism as a public health crisis. Given our diverse population as a minority-majority state, this call to action raises awareness so Nevada does not perpetuate poor health outcomes due to systemic racism during and after the pandemic. Yeah, because, you know, the coronavirus is so smart. Like I said, it is the Albert Einstein of viruses. It knows who's black. It knows who's brown. It knows who's white. It knows who's a Christian. It knows who's a cop. It knows where large gatherings are. It knows what a bar is without food. I mean, my God, this COVID-19 virus is the smartest virus to ever come in contact with human with humanity since the beginning of time. I mean, it's incredible to me. It's incredible to me. This virus knows that. Oh, that's a bar that doesn't serve food. Oh, we need to skip that. That bar is subject to COVID-19 disaster. But then this tavern over here serves sliders and fries and a drink. But, you know, do you get it? Do you get where we're at? If this isn't enough to basically get you to see that all of this is for the political purpose of making Trump a one-timer, making sure Nevada stays blue, I don't know what's going to do that, because the totalitarianism is incredible. It's like, I've got to throw this out there because, you know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday and some people are saying, come on, man, they're pulling the Joe Biden. Come on, man. There's no proof about mail-in ballots. Okay. Let me just throw this out before we move on about some of the draconian efforts happening, not just in Nevada, but other places. Las Vegas. Now, someone called yesterday and said, come on, man, you can't prove that. I agree with 90% of what you say, but you're wrong on this. Okay, this is regarding mail-in voting. 223,000, it has been confirmed, 223,000 mail-in ballots were sent to registered voters in Clark County. They were bounced back as undeliverable in the June primary election. New data has released. Yes, it's data collected by the Public Interest Legal Foundation from the Clark County Elections Department. So tell me again that mail-in ballots is safe. It's the way to go because Governor Sisolak said so. No, it's not. So you got a governor that finds and spends his time proclaiming racism as a public health crisis, which is the spirit of stupid. You've got proof that mail-in ballots are a nightmare. You've got proof that COVID-19 cases continue to decline in the United States. So why is it that these totalitarians continue to assert their muscle? It's all for the election. Trust me, because let's now jump over to the left coast. Let's go to Los Angeles. Do you realize that Mayor Garcetti has made an order that if, in fact, you have, let's say, a barbecue, it's hot, it's summer, you're in your private home, you have a barbecue, you invite over 20 people, you know, it's family, it's some friends, you're cooking up some dogs, you're having a great time. Well, if someone rats on you, and let's be intellectually honest, there's a lot of rats out there. If someone rats you out, do you realize that as soon as the request comes in, LA will shut off, and this is the LA County, this is fact, they will shut off your water and your power. Did you hear what I just said? This has been confirmed as of yesterday from Mayor Eric Garcetti. So if you've got to get together, let's say it's a family reunion. My God, you can't even have funerals, but yet John Lewis had a funeral. What makes John Lewis more important than you? Out of curiosity. Don't give me this crap that he marched, he did this. That's all wonderful. But the last time I checked, he's a citizen of the United States of America, and so are you. You can't go to your grandmother's funeral, but everybody, forget the social distancing and the mask, can go to John Lewis's funeral. Do you find there's a problem somewhere? Do you smell a rat somewhere, friends? So Los Angeles is actually doing this. Is it coming to a city near you? To teach you a lesson that you cannot defy the government. If we tell you no social gatherings, by God, no social gatherings. Just imagine if you have an elderly parent living with you that has some type of breathing machine or something that needs to be plugged into electricity, and they shut your power off and that machine shuts off. Can you imagine the damage that could be done? But again, friends, this is America in 2020. When you are under draconian totalitarian leadership, like in California, like in Nevada, like in New York, like in Michigan, and some of the other states around the country. I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up. I cannot make this stuff up. Like, for instance, let's go now up north to Seattle. You know how these protesters have taken over neighborhoods? It's like an Escape from LA scene. These protesters have taken over neighborhoods. A Seattle man asked the protesters outside his home to quiet down so he can sleep. He has to go to work. You know what? They beat the hell out of him. Oh, yeah, we don't need the cops. Oh, yeah, let's proclaim racism a public health crisis, but let's not proclaim these anarchists who literally will beat the crap out of you. Not a problem. That's America. That's Joe Biden. That's the Joe Biden administration. That is the Obama administration that started this crap because of 8 years of divide, of hatred of the country. That's the truth. You know it's the truth. It's the truth. And if that's not enough for you, if that's not enough for you to finally decide to clench your fist and say enough is enough, California, get this, California is releasing close to 18,000 inmates, including a convicted murderer, because of the virus that is circulating in the prison. So let's let them out into the streets. Let's let them out to rape and pillage and murder, because God forbid they get positive for COVID-19. And you still want to live in California? No wonder people are moving from Southern California to Nevada. The problem is they bring their stupidity. Many of them say, oh, my God, we got to get out of California. Oh, my God, California is so bad. Oh, my God, the taxes are killing us. And then they come over to Nevada, to Las Vegas predominantly, and they bring their same stupidity that allowed California to be the crap hole it's become today. I'm opening up the phone lines because I want you to weigh in on the conversation. 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Friends, what are your thoughts on Governor Sisolak? Should he be patted on the back? Did Governor Sisolak do the right thing? Is he a visionary? Is he a visionary because he declared racism a public health crisis? Or should he be worried about people still eating saltines and water because they're about to lose their house because their businesses can't open, like bars, pubs, and taverns? Those are real businesses too. Oh my gosh, we got a lot to talk about tonight, don't we? Lots to talk about. Do you want this kind of leadership? Should we continue to be subjected to this kind of leadership? 702-257-5396. Let's take a break. And when we come back, you better believe it. It's right to the calls we go. Don't go away.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
Back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Thursday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. I know we have full lines, but keep trying. We'll loosen these lines here in a second, and you'll be able to get through. I usually don't start at the bottom, but tonight, Sean, I'm going to start at the bottom because I have a hankering for a Philly cheesesteak. So when I see the word whiz, it reminds me of Cheese Whiz for my Philly cheesesteak. So let's go ahead and go with Wiz on line 8. Wiz, welcome to the program.
Hey, Sanchez. Thanks for taking my call. What it is this. I'm glad you're bringing up the governor. Hmm. He always talks about how he wants to make people safe, et cetera, et cetera. Here's my thing to him along with the other. Call him the Three Stooges. The governor, Fauci, who's got short man syndrome, and Gates. When this vaccine first comes out in the next few months, I want them all to go on camera, take the vaccine in front of us, so we can actually laugh at them like they're laughing at us. Now, because we are in a city where there's odds, I'm giving all these Three Stooges odds, and it's 10-1.
Wow.
All three of you get the vaccine taken on camera, you'll get $10 million. If not, you owe $1 million.
There you go. Hey,
those are... leave it at that. Well, it's like, geez.
I appreciate the call, man. Those are great odds, man. Those are great odds. I doubt you'll ever see that happen, but who knows? All right, let's get, and I appreciate the call, Wiz. Thank you. And by the way, I do want a Philly cheesesteak. some Cheese Whiz. Pats or Geno's in Philly. If you're from Philly out there in the audience, you know what I'm talking about. It's either Pats or it's Geno's. I happen to be a Pats guy. And we'll leave that for my cooking show. All right, let's get back to business. Mike, you're next. Welcome to the program. Hey, Mike, Steve Sanchez, what's on your mind? All right, Mike must be off on his bike. Let's go ahead and jump over to Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. First time listener. Loved your intro, I have to say.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Your Einstein reference was perfect because you go to a gas station, it's 6 feet front to back, but only a foot left to right. So apparently it doesn't travel east to west.
Right.
That's kind of interesting.
I'm telling you, it's the smartest virus known to man.
Absolutely. I'm a smoker. You know, it's okay for me to have a mask off and sit next to you at a casino as long as I'm smoking. But, you know, that's safe. So that's fine. So I just wanted to show my appreciation. Great intro. And then I've had something weighing on my mind. I don't know if you know anything about it. I'm a disabled vet. Okay. And I know a couple others than myself that have lost benefits during this economic crisis. And I would love to know if we're the ones paying for this extra benefit for these non-workers out there. I don't know if you know anything on that, but again, great show. I'm glad I tuned in today.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian. Thank you. And I appreciate you finding the show. I'll check into that for you because I'm just not sure. I don't have the answer off the top of my head, but we'll definitely find out. And I do appreciate your service. What you'll find, Brian, is this show is completely unapologetically patriotic. And we are God, family, country here, and we will never change that. They will have to kill me before I ever change the God, family mantra that I so believe in. And as I look over here to the right of my studio, I see my dad's flag folded. He served in Korea and was a military man, Navy. And so I take that seriously. And we do appreciate our vets, for sure. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. There's a couple phone lines that have loosened up if you'd like to get in on the conversation. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. If you're wanting to find out what I do the other 22 hours of the day, go there. We've got our featured stories. We have got our podcast, our archives, some media appearances that we have on Newsmax TV and others. And then, of course, we have our socials, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We're pretty much doing a live stream daily on our digital platform. And if you want to be part of that, it's for free. You should. Community forums, we debate, discuss, even put each other down from time to time. I know we shouldn't, but, you know, sometimes this stuff gets heated, and we do. But liberals are welcome, and I've always made that point. You know, this is a show that I want everybody to participate in. Probably won't agree. And you know what? I'll tell you, we may go to blows from time to time. But I think we're all mature enough, I think, to be able to walk away and know that it's just differences of opinion. And in some instances, it's real personal, and I get it. And, you know, I can't help the useful idiots out there. I try, but, you know, I don't know what to say. All right, Steve Sanchez, hanging out with you, Thursday edition of the show. Let's go ahead and take a break. Pay attention to those advertisers and sponsors. They do keep us on the air. And when we come back, I've got a power question for you that I want you to ponder. And, of course, I'm going to take these calls that are on hold. Don't go away. Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be here. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. You remember the days of old school banking? I remember that vividly. You know, you go in on a Friday, it's banker's hours. I would go in with my dad. It was a big deal because they gave you a little lollipop, not the little cheap dum-dums that they do today. After, you know, one lick, it's done. You know, trust me, that's how banks are. Banks are cheapskates today. But no, back in the day, they had the blow pops. They had the Tootsie Pops. Remember that? Come on, you know I'm talking. You know, it in the jar and you come in and, yeah, here you go. Would you like a lollipop, little Steve? Absolutely. Remember those days? It's just like they knew your name. It was a trusted counselor for you, the banker. You needed to borrow some quick dough. Boom, they took care of you. Wasn't a big deal. Well, you may think that those days are gone, but they're alive and well, especially in Las Vegas. Ed over at FWS Lending is one of those old school bankers. He's been helping the community for 32 plus years. 32 plus years. He helps you, like the old school banker, get money now. Not 30 days from now. I'm talking now. In as little as 72 hours. Yeah, I'm telling you, 72 hours. If you need $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, up to $5,000 in cash, Ed can help you. Now, here's the deal. You may say, well, my credit's not so good. And, you know, COVID-19, I was out of work, and what do I do? Well, credit's not a factor here. You could have bad credit, no credit, slow credit, bankruptcy. That's not a qualifying factor. The only thing you need to be able to get $1,000, $2,000, up to $5,000 in cash is a full-time job. That's it. Full-time job. You have full-time employment. You can get qualified with FWS Lending. He's standing by to take your questions now to see how he can help. He said he'd be by the phones until 9 p.m. tonight Pacific time for the Steve Sanchez audience. Give him a call, 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153. He has the lowest interest rates guaranteed in Nevada. If you find somewhere lower, he will meet or beat that interest rate. He's also got flexible and easy payback, and you're working with him personally, the old school banker, just like it used to be back in the day. 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153 for the next 15 callers that call him to see how he can help. He's got something special to help you out with, and he'll disclose that. I'll tell you, friends, if you're looking to get cash now and you've been thinking about it, stop thinking, start dialing 702-613-2153. Ed over at FWS Lending, the sponsor of this half hour. Let's go ahead and get right back to business. Let's jump over to Bruce. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Steve.
How you doing?
I'm good. So Sisolak, you know, he's just being the good little Western States Alliance stooge that he is, you know, so he can get on the shows with, you know, Anderson CNN. Cooper and the like. You know, the PUA, he was talking about that today. I don't know if you caught his comments. He said, the federal government designed this system, and it's acceptable for fraud. He just left the states to fix it. So he takes no, you know, blame for his total six-week screw-up on that. You know, and the mail-in ballots I saw today, over 80,000 ballots were disqualified in just New York City. Took over a month to get results. But they think this is going to work nationally.
Exactly. You know, this is the presidency, for God's sake. I mean, this is the big time.
Trump can stay until 2024. It'll take him that long to count the ballots.
Yeah, but here's what you don't, and you probably know, but what most people don't know, is if that's the case, my understanding is constitutionally the Speaker of the House becomes the president in the interim.
Well, I got to move then.
I've looked at what they state, and they state in this type of situation, the Speaker of the House could, in essence, be temporarily the temporary president. And, you know, I'm not a constitutional attorney, but I've read some of it, and I believe there's some confirmations that have been said about that. And I'm not going to get into detail and say it's fact, but that's my understanding. Bruce, great call, and it is a concern. And when we have 223,000 mail-in ballots that bounced back as undeliverable just in Clark County with the primary in June, we have a recipe for disaster. But yet, if you're just joining us, friends, Governor Sisolak, he's got other things on his mind. Oh, forget the mail-in ballots. Oh, forget people on the unemployment rolls. Forget, you know, the evictions that are going to be coming up. Forget the foreclosures. Forget the economy. Forget, you know, opening up bars, taverns, and pubs. No, let's do what's the most important thing that we need to do. And as he did, he proclaims racism a public health crisis, signed the order. He said is one of the most trying, critical issues facing Nevada. Are you freaking kidding me? But this is the governor. If you voted for him, are you happy with your vote? I mean, seriously. If you voted for Steve Sisolak, are you happy with your vote? I mean, honestly, it's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy town. All right, back to business. Bill, you're next. Welcome to the program.
And Steve, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Isn't stupid the definition of doing something over and over and expecting different results?
It is.
I mean, these Californians have moved to Washington. They've moved to Portland, changed all this. Look what they've got. Now they're moving to Nevada, Las Vegas, and they expect something different to happen?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm glad you say that, because they move with this intention of like, oh my God, Nevada, the freedom, the diversity, the opportunity. And then they come and they start. It's almost like what the Bible says, a dog will go back after his own vomit. And that's what they do. They come here and they start going back after their own vomit. And look at where we're at in the state of Nevada.
It's sad. I mean, I've been here for 35 years. I remember old Vegas. Corporations have changed it and never come back. But give us our dignity that we still have.
Let me ask you a question, because you bring up old Vegas. I'm always fascinated by old Vegas. I remember a little piece of it before the corporation started really taking over the town. But wasn't there a class of vintage old Vegas? There was a class. There was almost a dress code. There was something special about that time because the mob wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely. I mean, there was pride in what it came, and it wasn't just on how much money you lost at the casino, how big a sucker you were, because, you know, that's all they are. They're suckers. I mean, we make our living off of them, but, you know, when you lose money, you know, you're a sucker. If you've got it to lose, you want to lose it, that's fine.
But at least back then in the day, they'd give you a couple free rooms. They'd comp you a really nice dinner. Even though you came home with empty pockets, they made you feel like you were a winner still, and you always came back.
And you didn't have to lose $100,000 to do it, or $10,000.
Yeah.
You went in there as a normal person that, you know, somebody makes $1,000 a week and he loses $800. He's got to go home and face his wife. He can call her up and say, hey, we got a room for the night or for the weekend here at the hotel. Come on down.
Yeah, kind of make up for the problem.
Yeah.
Not true.
It's sad.
No, but it is.
Thank you for taking a phone call. And I don't always agree with everything you have to say, but tonight, boy, you hit it hard.
Well, and I appreciate that, man. You're always welcome, and I do appreciate it, Bill. Thank you. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you, 702-257-5396. You know what's a good, you know, and I hate to veer off, but, you know, when I talk about Vintage Vegas, I, you know, go back and remember my dad talking about Vintage Vegas and people that I know that are older than me. We call them the old timers with their war stories. You know, they would, you know, do custom suits for Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis and things. And, you know, it was just a different time. And I've always been one of those guys. I like that style. I like that lifestyle of, you know, nice dress and dressing well. And, you know, it's not for everybody and that's okay. But, you know, I've always liked that. My wife is like that. That's kind of the, who we are, and we take pride in that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just people take pride in different things. It's no big deal. It's what makes us great. It makes us individuals. But, you know, Vegas still has a couple of those cool old places that are just like the cool old places, like Bootleggers. You know, you go in there, it's old school, and, you know, you go in there and you feel like you kind of transformed a little bit back into old Vegas. I don't know if you have some of those places in town. I'm relatively new still, so I would love to know what those places are in terms of those old school joints that I probably haven't been to yet. So if you feel it in your craw and you'd like to give me a little trip advisor tonight, we'll have a little fun tonight. Who says we can't? I own the show. We can do anything we want. We're not here under corporate thumb, and we can do as we please. All right, let's get right back to business. Michelle, you're next. Welcome to the program. All right, it seems like Michelle has left the building. Let's jump back up over to Bud. Bud, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Listen, I just want to say a couple of things here. Number one, could he please get an original idea from somebody besides Gavin Newsom or Christy Whitmer? We're taking the advice from a couple of communist governors of states that have totally failed the pandemic, okay? Try and find somebody else in Texas, Florida, maybe you can call them up and get some ideas on how to handle things.
You would think that would be the case, especially with Arizona being the next door neighbor. But I'll be straight with you. And you know that, you know, Arizona and Nevada are my states. I'm in both places. Everybody knows that, I think, by now. And Governor Ducey has disappointed Arizona quite a bit lately as well. He's jumped into Rhino territory, disappointingly so. And Arizona, for the first time in its history, is being faced with jumping down into the purple color. And that scares the hell out of a lot of people.
Yeah, it does. That's too bad. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get enough people out there and we'll turn this thing around.
Yeah, I'm with you, bud. No, great call, man. I'm with you. No, Steve Sisolak, you know, he's more comfortable in the Comrade Newsom types and the Gretchen Whitmer and those. That's his style. And look, I don't, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday, a business owner in Vegas, owns a restaurant. And we were chatting a little bit about, you know, Sisolak and, you know, what the election really looks like. And we both had thought we'd never say this in a million years. Bring back Brian Sandoval. I mean, you know, so I'm sure many of you in the audience probably feel the same way. Like, you know, my God, my God. But there's always the next time around in terms of, you know, and it's a really good question, too, that I don't think anybody's asking. And I know I'm hearing a few names being tossed around for the next time around. Who will try to challenge Sisolak in terms of the Republican Party. So it'd be interesting to see what will happen. And that'll be soon, believe me, because once this election's over, boom, we're jumping into midterms. It just happens that quickly. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. The phone lines are open. Calls on hold. Stay put. Got to take this quick break. When we come back, it's right back to you we go. Don't go away. Never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging out here every single night. And I'm glad you're with us. You know who else is not a fool? I'll tell you this. It's the president. And the president has tweeted more than once that Blitz, the new book by David Horowitz, will be an incredible read for you. In fact, some really big news. Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, has just hit 5 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. That's really great for a conservative book. In fact, it's already number one on Amazon. That's a big deal. So it's a hot book. President Trump has said so, but I don't need President Trump to tell me that it's a hot book. I've read it. And David Horowitz is a phenomenal conservative author. If you haven't read it, I would encourage you to do so, because in this book, it is predicted that the Democrats would use race as an issue against the president. And guess what? They have. Mike Huckabee says it best. If every American read Blitz, Trump would win in a landslide. And I do believe that. It reveals the surprising things that the president's going to do very soon. And trust me, it'll blow your mind and you'll feel very confident with the election. You need to get Blitz. It's in bookstores everywhere, or you can just check out the free offer and save $28 by simply going to blitz411.com. or calling 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX. Don't forget to watch Newsmax TV. David Horowitz will be a guest this week. Sean Spicer, Michelle Melkin, and more. It is the fastest growing news network on cable. It is on a cable system near you. Check it out. Get Blitz today. All right, let's get back to our phones tonight. Dave, you're next. Welcome to the program.
I have two stories to tell. I live just down the street there in the Quantum McCall Elementary, and I remember the first black teacher was a third-grade teacher. I never didn't meet the woman, but down the street, my neighbor was telling her little daughter before school started that her teacher would look a little different than the others, that she was a colored teacher. Mm-hmm. And after the first day, the little girl came home and said, "Mom, she's not colored, she's black." And then when I was teaching fourth grade over at, wherever, 100 years ago, we had a faculty meeting before school started. And it was the first time that anybody noticed that we had black students in the school. And the principal wanted to know how many black I had in my classroom. And I was really kind of surprised because I didn't teach black kids. I just
let me ask you a question. What's the reason? Why are you telling me this, though? Why are you telling me this?
Well, because some of us really didn't care what color they were.
And thank you. I can tell that's the way you are. And sadly, Dave, I wish more people were like that, but they're not, are they? Everybody today is so fixated on what color you are.
Well, and one thing I not like about your program is you can't get the virus over the phone. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
Oh, you want me to have the virus?
No, I was just saying you can't get it on the phone.
Okay, but what does that mean?
Well, that means I'm safe calling the radio station.
Well, that's true. Do you get out at all, Dave, or are you just trying to really be cautious?
Very, very little. I'm 84 years old.
Wow. 84 years young.
Listening to the radio.
Well, you know what? You got to be careful. You're doing the right things. You know, don't go out unless you have to. I mean, you're in that age group, obviously, that COVID-19 is real. And, you know, so you got to be careful. I want you around as long as the good Lord has you, Dave.
Well, I enjoy your show. Thank you for being there.
Well, and I appreciate it, and thank you, and I appreciate you, sir. Thank you. That was Dave. That's the greatest generation right there, man. That's the World War II generation. Built this country, built the foundation of the country. You know that's true. I have a lot of respect for these older gents like that. And I'm sure if Dave and I sat down over coffee, he's got some great stories. And that was a great story that he told about, you know, dealing with... you know, the black community, because at one time, once upon a time ago, it was very different in this country. And, you know, you had segregation and then the integration of schools and just all these different things. So there's a lot of history that these anarchists today don't really understand. They just want to burn the hell out of everything. And they really don't. Maybe they need to sit down and have a conversation with Dave for a half an hour. And they'll understand that back in the day was really where racism was an issue. And it's certainly not today. But, you know, some people are going to... continue to keep screaming that loudly, but I'm certainly not one of them. All right, friends, the hour has flown by quickly. Top of the hour news is next. You're going to definitely want to hang out for hour number two. Calls on hold. Stay put. We will take you on the other side. Don't go away.